you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
I'm Austin Cross. Join me for LAist's new live event series with the James Beard Foundation. We Are Where We Eat will go behind the scenes of LA restaurants. The kickoff event is May 22nd. Tickets at LAist.com/events.
It's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. Wonderful to have you with us. Coming up next hour on the program, we'll look at the rough day for Governor Newsom yesterday. Big public radio report on what sorts of wildfire prevention efforts were actually carried out versus what the governor said his administration had done. And then, of course, the Secretary of State certifying that there will be a recall election for Governor Newsom. We'll talk about that next hour. Also with us, former LAPD chief, former NYPD commissioner Bill Bratton, who I haven't talked with in a few years now, I think it's been. We used to talk all the time on Air Talk, of course, when he was the chief here. We'll be talking with him about his new memoir coming up next hour as well. But right now, our attention is how couples navigate finances, whether you combine your finances and spend out of a single account, whether there's a budget that's set and each person gets an allowance, whether you have completely separate accounts and just pay for your own things and, you know, settle up every expenditure according to what you ordered or who's using what. I want to hear from you how you navigate that at 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. With me is certified financial planner, president of DRM Wealth Management in West Hollywood, David Ray. David, great to have you with us today. Well, we'll try and get David back with us. Unfortunately, he's not there. It's 2 days straight. I think we've had a ghost guest. We'll get him back on the show. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Steve, in Duarte, how did you work this through?
Hi. My wife and I, just even before we were married, the way we just organized it, and I don't know if there was a conversation or it just kind of organically happened this way, but there were just bills that she would take care of. And there would be bills that I would take care of. And then, you know, we have our separate accounts, and that's what we operate mostly out of. We still have some joint accounts to make it simple to transfer money if the for whatever, a big ticket purchase or something, for easy flow in that way. But for the most part, we've divvied up different bills that are kind of assigned to us, and we just, on a monthly basis, take care of those respectively. If we go out to eat or something like that, I'll usually pay because I have a credit card that has a higher cash back, for instance, for dining. And so we take advantage of that. But for the most part, we just kind of keep it that way. And we operate out of our own independent accounts.
Yeah. Did you give any thought to combining funds? Or did you know you wanted to be financially independent from each other from the beginning?
Right. No, it wasn't. I don't think it was a conversation where we wanted to avoid a certain, you know, this is just how our relationship evolved. When we moved in together, And it's just worked ever since. So I haven't given thought to changing it because it's been working.
But, yeah, well, which makes sense since it works well. That's great. And is it very time consuming to have separate bills that are handled by each of you, or has it become so routine that it's pretty efficient?
Yeah, it's the latter. It's so routine. You know, she has the bills that she does. I have the bills that I do, and we just take care of it and, you know, problem solved. So it's worked well.
All right, Steve, I appreciate it very much. Steve in Duarte talking about how he and his wife handled their finances. We're at 866-893-KPECC. You can comment on the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Describe how you and your partner came up with a plan for how you would handle your finances. Also, you can tweet at Air Talk or post on the Air Talk Facebook page. Again, look forward to your calls. I want to hear how you work this out in your relationship. We're at 866-893-KPECC. Let's see if we have David Ray, certified financial planner, with us now. David, you there?
Hi, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I sure can. Very good.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Sure. So share with us how this plays out with your clients. Is it a pretty wide range of how people like to handle their joint finances?
Absolutely. There's no perfect way to split your finances or pay your bills together or do financial planning as a couple. But the most important thing is to have a plan and to be in agreement on it so you can avoid fights down the road or just arguments over spending. Or, you know, let's be real, many fights couples have may not directly sound like they're about money, but so many fights couples have indirectly relate to money and finances.
One of the things I've just seen among people that I know is you get a couple where one of the two is very free spending and the other is much more thrifty. And you can see the tremendous tension, regardless of even who's the higher earner. Of course, if it's the person who's the free spender who is the higher earner in the relationship, maybe that takes a little bit of the edge off of it. But I still think that can be a significant source of problems where the person who doesn't spend so freely resents the other person.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of people really opposites attract sometimes in couples, and you will have that big free spender and you will have the, you know, super frugal person. And it can be a relative term because I have some couples where they're both super frugal, but even within being super frugal, one is a big spender relatively. Yeah, you know, they got one extra item at the 99-cent store. I'm being a little facetious, but, you know, they just happen to spend more money, or, you know, they're going to get the streaming service without commercials for an extra $2 a month. I mean, we're not talking necessarily huge numbers, but then we do have people who maybe, you know, one person is shopping at Louis Vuitton and the other one's buying their clothes at Target. You're going to have some very different agreements about your clothing budget if that's, you know, where you want to be shopping.
Again, I love hearing from listeners. David Ray, certified financial planner. His firm is DRM Wealth Management, West Hollywood, 866-893-KPCC, or the Air Talk page, kpcc.org. Let's talk with Christy in Long Beach. Good to have you with us. Christy, how do you handle this with your spouse or partner?
Hi, yes, good to you. Thank you. Pretty much the same as two callers back. We just split the bills up. We divvy them up. 1 month, my husband catches the bills, and the next month I do. At home, I buy the groceries. If we go out, he pays for dinner.
All right. And that's just, has that been from the beginning, or did you have to experiment at all to get to this agreement?
I guess the word would be experiment. We were on our second marriage.
Okay.
So we've been together 25 years, but because of our dealing with financial problems for each of us in our first marriage, it just seemed pretty automated to do our own thing.
That's interesting. Christy, I'm so glad you raised that issue. David, I bet that happens a lot where you have clients of yours from a previous relationship or marriage where money was a significant problem and they want to make a dramatic change in the new marriage.
Yes, many people are carrying baggage from either their upbringing, their parents, their siblings, their previous relationships are usually a big factor on it, because that's really when a lot of people are paying bills and trying to find ways to split bills. We've all been there where that check comes at the restaurant and, you know, especially when you're dating, who pays? And we could go on for days about that. But there's, you know, you want to have the plan, and it sounds like they learned their lesson here, Christy and her husband, and just finding ways to split the bills so it's fair and even and that you're both comfortable with what's going on, so that, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be 50-50, but it just needs to be what you guys agreed upon so that we can avoid, you know, conflict down the road and, more importantly, stay on track for your various financial goals.
Christy, thanks very much. I feel so old school here, David, because my wife and I, everything's joint. We don't have any separate funds. Neither one of us are big spenders on ourselves. Any major purchases are typically something that's for both of us. And so it fortunately has been smooth as can be. But I feel so old fashioned now hearing from our listeners.
Feel bad about anything if it's working for you. And that's why I bring up, you know, there's no right exact answer here in this. There are other things in financial planning that, you know, there's tax laws and they have to be exact, but whatever works for you, and if it's working for you and your wife, by all means, that's amazing. And I'm so happy that you guys are able to handle your finances together and, you know, not fight about it, at least.
Yeah. Well, I have to say, if I'm sure if she or I were big individual spenders on ourselves, that would be an issue. Christy, I appreciate your call. 866-893-5722. That's 866-893-KPECC. Linda in Pasadena says, I've been married over 40 years. I saved together with my partner all these years. It's great. We saved up, bought a house together. For buying additional properties, I tell my kids saving with your partner is the best way to go. That's Linda in Pasadena. We'll be back with more listener calls in just 1 minute. We're hearing from KPCC listeners how they handle finances within their relationships, whether it's a long-term live-together relationship or a formal marriage. How do you handle finances? Do you have totally separate accounts? What's your way of reimbursing each other for expenses that are joint? How did you come to that system? If you keep things jointly, what if any conflict has arisen over using that method? We're at 866-893-KPECC. We're talking with certified financial planner and head of the firm DRM Wealth Management West Hollywood, David Ray. Let's talk next with Ben in Beverly Hills. Good to have you with us. Ben, how do you and your significant other deal with this?
Yeah, me and my partner, we have totally separate finances, but we do have a bit of an income disparity. So it's a little complicated, but we split everything up based on a percentage of our net income. So we actually sort of go through the trouble of figuring out, like, you know, the water bill and the mortgage bill and, you know, what percentage should be his and what percentage should be mine. So we've sort of come to figuring it out that way.
That's interesting. So, and you making more than he does, you feel okay about taking on more of the joint expenses as a result of that? You don't have any resentment over that?
No, not at all. We talked about it, once we started living together, and we just, you know, I felt like 50-50 wasn't really fair because 50% for him was far more impactful than what 50% for me would be. So we sort of split it up proportionally, and it works for us.
That's great. Ben, thanks so much. Really appreciate it. That's Ben in Beverly Hills. David Ray, you have a lot of couples who use what Ben and his partner do, that proportional split?
Absolutely. I'm as a gay financial planner myself, I do work with a lot of people in the LGBTQ community, and it's very common to split bills based kind of on your income and your expenses on your income so that, you know, while one person may be a little lower income, and let's just say you're taking a vacation, the person who makes the higher income may not want to stay at, you know, a mid-range or lower end hotel where the big spender wants to go to the Four Seasons, and it may not be affordable for both people. If you work together and kind of split the bills for the vacation or the trip, you can maybe go a little nicer on the first class or stay at a nicer hotel along the way. And you all really benefit along the way when you're splitting bills on housing and cars and dining and all the other fun things that you can spend beyond basic bills like gas and electric and all the other stuff we just have to pay for.
Stephen tweets at AirTalk, my first marriage kept finances separate. We each had bills we were responsible for, but there were issues with resentment for how much someone was contributing, especially for big ticket items or for long-term planning. And yeah, David, I would bet particularly when you're talking about retirement planning and you've got separate accounts and each might have a separate 401k or IRAs and whatnot, that can get complicated pretty quickly, can't it?
Oh yeah, I see these fights come up, you know, when someone maybe starts really looking at retirement, maybe they're in their 50s or 60s and they go, oh my gosh, we didn't talk about this 30 years ago when we got together. And one saved a ton for retirement, but not enough for the full household. And maybe one has little or nothing or just not enough saved. And now their retirement plan is up in the air, and really planning together is going to be very important. You ultimately, because of the IRS rules and 401k rules and things like that, you will each have your own accounts, but you should discuss how much you're contributing, what percentage of your income you're putting away, and also discuss when and where you want to retire so that you are saving enough so that you can retire when you want and not have to go live in a shoebox.
Kevin in Playa del Rey, you're on Air Talk. I understand you've had a couple of different relational experiences with this. Share both with us, please.
Yeah, thanks, Larry. Before I got married, when I was living with my girlfriend in the early 90s, we did something similar to one of your previous callers, Ben, where we did it proportionally. But then when we got married and our incomes were roughly equal, what we would do is contribute everything into one joint checking account. And then we would agree each month, or, you know, for a 6 month period, that we're going to take a certain amount of spending money each into our personal accounts so that we could do whatever we wanted with it. It always felt strange to me to be buying, you know, my wife a birthday present or something out of our joint account. So that way I had my own spending money. I could buy a surfboard. She could go on yoga retreats.
Yeah.
And we kind of worked it that way. And it worked well for 16 years. And then more recently, I was living with a girlfriend, and we chose to figure out a monthly budget for rent and everything else and just contribute equally to that. And whatever was left over was left over. She was a law professor and made much more money than I did. So it was great. You know, she had
yeah.
money than I did, but I had enough. And, you know, so it worked out very well.
That sounds great. Kevin, thanks so much. Appreciate it. We're talking not only with listeners about how they deal with finances in relationships and marriages, but David Ray, certified financial planner of DRM Wealth Management West Hollywood, with us to offer his expertise as well. David, quick thought on Kevin and the two different frameworks that he used.
Absolutely. You may have different setups in different relationships. And he brought up a really good point. When you share all of your money, it's kind of hard to do anniversary gifts or birthday gifts or Christmas gifts when, you know, they might see your credit card spending and go, oh, look where you went and bought my present. I also know what you spent on that present, which may or may not be a problem, but it may ruin some of the surprise.
That's funny. Good point. Kevin, thanks very much for your call. Let's talk with Brian in Burbank. Brian, real quickly, how do you handle this?
Well, it's kind of like you and your wife, Larry. My wife and I are very transparent, as were my parents, discussing all purchases and stuff. All our money is together because we're married. It's like you're either in it all the way or you're not. And I understand these people with proportional and separate money. My anecdotal observation is several of my friends have done that are divorced now because of money problems and arguments. So we discuss everything. And there was a point about anniversary gifts and birthday gifts. Yeah, she sees an alert on her credit card that I purchased something, but she doesn't know what.
So still a surprise. Brian, I appreciate it. And I'm sure, sadly, that there are many couples who have joint accounts and share everything financially who also get divorced. So I wouldn't necessarily conclude that one is a riskier or the other way to set it up financially. I think just like marriages are different in so many different ways and what expectations spouses have for each other or domestic partners have for each other. Similarly with money, it's, you know, whatever works for the couple. And certainly David has made that point from his expertise and all the clients he's had a chance to see. David Ray, great to have you with us. We appreciate it so much.
Always great to be here. Thanks.
Thanks, David Ray, certified financial planner, DRM Wealth Management in West Hollywood. Wonderful calls we didn't have time to get to, but thank you so much for calling in to Air Talk, to sharing your experiences about how to handle finances within a relationship. I'll tell you what's to come in the next hour momentarily.
The LAS Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at las.com/sweeps.